I'm Marty Moscow-Wayne. Welcome to Radio Times. U.S. District Judge Jesse Furman did not mince words when he ruled this week on a question that the Trump administration wanted to add to the 2020 U.S. Census. Is this person a citizen of the United States? The judge said that Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross, whose department is responsible for administering the census, misled the court and broke a, quote, veritable smorgasbord of federal rules. The administration wanted to add the question, even though the Census Bureau said it would lead to undercounts and added costs. The census is required every 10 years, and according to our guest, Ari Berman, provides the infrastructure for our democracy. We asked him to respond to this recent ruling. He's joining us by telephone. He's a senior reporter for Mother Jones, author of Give Us the Ballot, The Modern Struggle for Voting Rights in America. Ari Berman, nice to have you back with us on Radio Times.
Hey, Marty, thank you for having me back.
You're very welcome. Before we get to the judge's ruling and what the Trump administration wanted to do, here's a civics question for you. So how does the census provide a framework for our democracy?
So the census provides a framework for a lot of things our society does. The census determines how $675 billion in federal funding is allocated, so how states get money for things like highways and healthcare and schools and all sorts of things that we use in our everyday lives. The census determines how political districts are drawn, how much representation states will receive, what that representation will look like. It decides how many electoral college votes states have. It determines representation within states as well. So it's a really, really big deal. A lot of people don't think about the census except when they return it every 10 years, but it has a massive effect on how we distribute both political and economic resources in our society.
What do we know about the 2010 census? This, of course, is the last time the census was taken. How accurate was it? Who was overcounted? Who was undercounted?
So it was actually the most accurate census in history, which was a really good thing. The bad thing is that in every census, there is what's known as an undercount. Some people are missed, and also an overcount, where some people are counted twice. And what we know is that white people were counted more than once, so they were overrepresented, and people of color, African-Americans, Latinos, Native Americans, Asian Americans, they were undercounted. So there's already some structural differences in terms of who is and isn't counted in the census. And some of the disparities that exist in our society writ large, people who are poor, people who move a lot, people who are fearful of the government, those people are less likely to be counted on the census in the first place.
If we're talking about white people, are we talking about white people that have two or three homes or just white people broadly speaking?
Well, we're talking about people that would have multiple homes that might be counted where they live and also where they go to school. So generally, it's people that are higher up on the economic ladder. They would be more likely to be counted more than once, particularly if they own more than one property. And then people lower down the economic ladder who are harder to find, who live in harder to find places, harder to count places, who move a lot, who are suspicious of the government, these people are going to be less likely to be counted in the first place.
Now, going back to the founding of the country and the founders, did they want to count everybody in the United States, whether they were a citizen or not?
They did. It was a total enumeration of the population. So they wanted to know who was here for lots of different reasons. It was essentially they needed to decide how to allocate resources, and so they wanted to know who was living here. And so I think that's a really important point, Marty, that this is not a census of every American. It's a census of everyone in America. So citizen or non-citizen, documented or undocumented, the census counts everyone. And that's why this question about U.S. citizenship, which was just struck down on the census, is such a big deal.
Now, the Trump administration, according to what I read, and I guess it would be Wilbur Ross and the Commerce Department, that they wanted to enforce the Voting Rights Act. And it seems that in part is what the judge was pushing back against.
Yeah, so the Trump administration added this question in March of 2017 and said they needed it to better enforce the Voting Rights Act. Now, this was something of a curious justification from the Trump administration because the Trump administration has not filed a single lawsuit to enforce the Voting Rights Act, so they don't seem super interested in doing that. And also, this question about U.S. citizenship hasn't been on the census since 1950. Well, the Voting Rights Act was passed in 1965, and so clearly we haven't needed this question to enforce the Voting Rights Act as long as the Voting Rights Act has been law. And basically what the judge said was that this question was not added to enforce the Voting Rights Act, that in fact Wilbur Ross had very little interest in enforcing the Voting Rights Act. He didn't get to what Ross's real motives were in adding that question. We can speculate about what that might be. The judge didn't get into that. But what the judge said is there was no evidence that Ross was interested in enforcing the Voting Rights Act. That didn't come up in his conversations with White House officials who pushed for this question. That didn't come up in his discussions with the Justice Department. In fact, Ross said that the Justice Department requested this question, but in fact, it was Wilbur Ross who was lobbying the Justice Department to add this question in the first place. So it seemed like basically Ross wanted this question on there, and then he invented a rationale to justify it. And that's what really bothered the judge. And that's what the judge basically said, that essentially Ross overruled the Census Bureau. He overruled the Justice Department. He overruled experts to the Census Bureau in adding this question when there was no reason that it was needed to enforce the Voting Rights Act.
Did he call Ross a liar?
He called him as close to a liar as you can get in a legal opinion. I mean, you quoted some of the language in the intro, but
and
he
said more.
Wilbur Ross, quote,
right.
He said that he alternately ignored, cherry-picked, or badly misconstrued the evidence, that he acted irrationally, that he failed to justify significant departures from past and current policies, a veritable smorgasbord of classic, clear-cut violations. And he said that Ross violated the law and violated the public trust. This is very, very strong language to use about a senior administration official. And the judge knows this is going to be appealed, and the judge knows this is going to end up at the Supreme Court. So he was both very careful, but also very clear in why this was unlawful.
And apparently there were emails and records that were revealed during the trial, and that's why we know about some of the back and forth that was happening between the Commerce Department, the Justice Department, and other parts of the U.S. government.
Yeah, a lot of information came out that was very, very revealing. So one of the most revealing points was that Steve Bannon, who at the time was the chief strategist to the White House, a very anti-immigrant figure, he basically pushed Wilbur Ross to add this question. He put him in touch with Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach, who I've written a lot about, who unsuccessfully ran for governor in 2018. But at the time, Kobach was both the vice chair of Donald Trump's Election Integrity Commission and was also one of the more anti-immigrant figures in the country. He had written laws all across the country trying to crack down on illegal immigration. And basically, Kobach told Wilbur Ross that this question was needed so that non-citizens wouldn't be counted for purposes of redistricting or reapportionment. Now, I think that's why this question was added in the first place, because I think what the Trump administration wants to do is they want it so that non-citizens are not counted for purposes of redistricting, for purposes of reapportionment. What that means is that diverse areas, places like California and New York, they will get fewer seats, they will get less money, they will get less resources, and more homogenous, whiter areas, more Republican areas, they will have more political power. I think that is the real reason why this question was added in the first place. The judge hinted at this in his opinion. He didn't get into it, but basically all of the correspondence, both between Wilbur Ross and people in the White House, between Jeff Sessions and people in the Justice Department, there's never any mention of enforcing the Voting Rights Act, which is the stated reason for this. They keep talking about things like not counting non-citizens for purposes of redistricting, which was completely not the reason why they said this question was asked.
My understanding, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, Ari, is that there is a citizen question, but this comes from the American Community Survey. We're getting deep into the weeds here, but, you know, this is how our government runs. Can you explain?
Yeah, so there's a much longer survey that goes to a much smaller percentage of the population called the American Community Survey. It's the census that we get every 10 years has about 10 questions.
Right.
The American Community Survey has many more questions. And that does ask about citizenship. And there's actually evidence that the citizenship question on the longer survey tends to be skipped at a higher percentage than other questions, and that it does tend to have a suppressive effect in terms of who responds to it. But we have never done it on the full census. And I think the concern here is that the census is supposed to count everyone, as I mentioned earlier, citizens and non-citizens. documented or undocumented. And right now, there's a tremendous amount of fear in this country among non-citizens about the Trump administration's immigration policies. Right now, we have a government shutdown because of the wall. And so the idea that you would have this question and that non-citizens would voluntarily give the Trump administration their citizenship info, that's what a lot of people are afraid about. And in fact, the judge said that adding this question would have a significant reduction in self-response rates among non-citizens and Hispanic households. And this isn't just theoretical. The Census Bureau has begun to test this. And what they found is that they believe, as a conservative estimate, that 6% of non-citizens will skip this question. It could actually be much higher. If that happens, that means that places with a lot of non-citizens, areas like California and New York and Texas and Arizona, there are real risk of losing congressional seats, losing electoral college seats, losing a lot of money. And that's the stakes here. This isn't some abstract thing. This is about real resources that states could lose out on if people aren't counted.
You said that this would be appealed and that should be a surprise to nobody. But we're also coming up on the 2020 election, and obviously that coincides with the census questionnaire. Just how politicized then do you think this will become?
I think it's going to become very politicized. I think it already is very politicized. You're talking about the census is going to be done in April of 2020 right, in the middle of Donald Trump's reelection campaign, when theoretically he's going to be running on issues like the wall and issues like the quote-unquote caravan that he emphasized and he's still emphasizing. So I think immigration is going to be a huge issue in the 2020 campaign. The president's basically going to be saying there are all of these undocumented immigrants in the country, or they're trying to come in the country and we need to deport them. At the same time, the Census Bureau is going to be saying to everyone, tell us your status if the citizenship question is on the census. And so that sets up a very fraught dynamic for the Census Bureau and for those that want there to be a fair and impartial census. And the clock is running out on whether this question is going to be on the census, too, because they're supposed to decide, they're supposed to finalize the census form by June. The census is a huge organization. It does not move quickly. All this stuff has to be done well ahead of time. And so the question is, will the Supreme Court hear this case? And then will they hear it in time that there actually is some sort of resolution here? So there's a lot of uncertainty about one of the most basic and important constitutional duties in our society.
And Ari, you're almost out of time here, but even though it looks like the Trump administration lost in this round, did they also win if the message is to scare people?
I think long term, if the question is not on the Census Bureau will be able to convince people to respond to the form. But certainly, just the mere threat of having this question and all of the anti-immigrant rhetoric we're hearing from the Trump administration is already having a suppressive effect. The Census Bureau is holding focus groups now, and people are telling them they're afraid to respond to the census because it could be used to deport them. So this fear is real, and whether or not this question is on the census, it's already going to be very difficult to convince immigrants and non-citizens to respond to the census. If this question is on the census, I think it will be almost impossible to convince large populations.
We got
to
leave it there, Ari.
Who are vulnerable.
Ari Berman, thank you for joining us. Senior reporter for Mother Jones. We'll be right back.